This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, July 29. Last. Our scripture comes from Mark chapter 10. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Then Peter spoke up, "We have left everything to follow you." "Truly I tell you," Jesus replied, "no one who has left home, or brothers or sisters, or mother or father, or children or fields, for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." I haven't won many awards. I'm not especially gifted at anything that might earn me an award or a trophy. I coached a middle school team a few years back, and we won some tournaments. That was great, but no Coach of the Year trophy came with it, and that's fine with me. Winning can be a thrill, though. It's a pretty big thing for most people. And many of us are so competitive that we feel we just have to win. That's why today's verse is so countercultural. The first will be last, and the last first. That doesn't make sense. No one competes for the goal of being last. No one remembers the ones who come in last. But maybe that's the point. The economy of the gospel isn't like everything else. Good looks and mega talent don't earn anything. In fact, very little that we value in this world, from wealth and prestige to power and position, means anything when it comes to following Jesus. At times, our stuff and accomplishments can even get in the way of following Jesus. Think of it this way. When we realize that the things we often rely on don't actually gain us anything, we find ourselves in a place where we are ready to rely on Jesus. We realize that everything good we have and all we have accomplished is a gift from God, and we are ready to share it with others, rather than holding on to it for ourselves. With love and generosity and making room for people, putting others ahead of ourselves, we begin to follow and act like Jesus. Pray with me. Lord, help us to realize we rely on you for everything. May we follow your example and live for you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.